The state's four regional crisis stabilization units, which are operated by counties and staffed by behavioral health professionals, are now offering telehealth support groups for Arkansans who've tested positive for COVID-19. Arisa Health, a nonprofit organization, is providing the free service via an affiliate relationship with Mid-South Health Systems at the Craighead County Unit and Ozark Guidance at the Washington County Unit. Earlier this week, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke via Zoom with Kristen McAllister, Director of Crisis Stabilization Services for Ozark Guidance, to learn more.
The crisis stabilization units realized that there were quite a few folks that were being impacted by COVID-19. And so we wanted to come together to offer a support group to those Arkansans that have tested positive for COVID-19. And so it seemed like a reasonable thing to address folks that are in crisis with COVID-19 through the crisis stabilization units. And so we are offering a telehealth support group for those Arkansans that are testing positive for COVID-19.
How will these support groups be formatted?
So it'll be online through Zoom or LifeSize, just depending on which CSU that individual is reaching out to. And so it'll be through a secure platform that folks can join on a Zoom or LifeSize call to receive support group services.
And it's an hour long, 5 days a week?
We're offering it Monday through Friday, and it's an hour long each session.
And can I go to as many as I want, or do I just sign up for one day? How does that kind of work?
Sure. So how someone can join the support group is they can register. We do ask that they call ahead and register for the support group. And then we will provide them with a link for the secure format that they can join. And then they can join as many times as they would like throughout the course of the week.
What's the benefit of being a part of a support group? Because there are support groups for lots of different instances, and this may be one of the newest ones, as COVID-19 is a new issue for folks right now.
Mm-hmm. So I think we were recognizing that it may be beneficial for folks that have tested positive to kind of join alongside with others that are experiencing something similar. In a safe environment so that they can address maybe their fears and anxieties, gain strength and encouragement from one another, and really just be a place where they can process what is going on for them and then also maybe receive some help and support and resources from others.
So who would the person be leading these groups? Who's in charge of that?
So they are being led by mental health professionals. We do want to make sure that folks know that we are not providing therapy. It is not treatment. We're not offering diagnoses. It really is a support group. So that MHP, that mental health professional that's leading the group, is really there to kind of encourage involvement from participants, lend an open ear, and then also to provide any resources that might be beneficial at the end of those groups.
And what kind of resources might those be?
Maybe ideas around coping skills that might be beneficial, or if there's discussions during the support group around that individuals are needing resources or support in terms of maybe they're experiencing food insecurity or they're experiencing health insurance insecurity, just providing some additional resources and support in that direction.
Has your organization heard a lot of stories about people looking for this type of resource? Have people been reaching out to you, asking you if this is something that you're providing?
I think being a mental health provider in the community, we kind of have an ear to what might be helpful for individuals during really high anxiety times. And so, there are individuals that have been kind of reaching out with anxiety and concern around COVID-19. And then what we had kind of seen is those folks that are testing positive, they're being asked to self-isolate and quarantine. And so they don't really have the support of their family or friends, or they're not able to go see, individuals that might be able to offer them support. And so this would just be a great way for them to be able to join a group in an anonymous way and really receive that support.
Are there any other services or programs that you're maybe developing as well to help and reach out to people concerning COVID-19?
At this time, the support group has been kind of our kind of foot in the door to see if that would be something that the community responds really well to. And then from that, we hope to grow it and potentially offer it to other populations and groups, not just those that are testing positive.
Sure. So maybe a loved one of someone who was tested positive or something like that.
Right.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
That was Kristen McAllister, Director of Crisis Stabilization Services for Ozark Guidance. She spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda earlier this week. The Northwest Arkansas Regional Crisis Unit is offering this service to residents in 24 counties. While the support group is provided for free, participants must register at 479-316-7100. More information available at ozarkguidance.org.